Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast. I am joined by my intrepid crew. I am under the influence of post-surgical medication, so forgive me if you will. I had a tooth pulled and an implant put in, but I'm feeling pretty, pretty good. Pop Culture, Season 7, Episode 2. That's what you get, folks, for making Whoopi...
The title of the episode is the best part of the whole episode.
And it's just from a song covered by Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, and many others. Making Whoopi is a jazz song that was first popularized by Eddie Cantor in 1928 musical Whoopi. Did you know the title of the song refers to celebrating a marriage? Eventually, making Whoopi became a euphemism for intimate sexual relations.
I was going to say, I'm new here. What is Whoopi?
Yeah. Like, like you don't know. Sure. Okay. You're, who's up? Who's up?
Can
who's,
I please
Danielle,
do this one?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Thank you. Lorelai greets Rory with a coffee and waffles for breakfast as she walks out of her room, and Lorelai says, but then I asked myself, WWTBFCD, and it came to me in a flash, I'm going to make waffles. What would the Barefoot Contessa do? Exactly. Barefoot's one word. Barefoot Contessa is a cooking show hosted by celebrity chef Ina Garten on Food Network, running from 2002 to 2020.
Oh, Ina Garten is the Barefoot Contessa?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I literally was today years old when I realized that.
Oh my God,
I am so obsessed with Ina Garten. I think she's my best friend from a past life. Like, I cannot express how much I love her. She's everything and then more.
I love her and the sticks of butter she would put into every meal.
Oh, and her husband, Jeffrey. And like, yeah. They're so cute.
I know that Jennifer Garner loves her.
She's great.
Literally during COVID, Amy and I did a virtual cooking class from Ina Garten.
Oh yeah, and I didn't show. Cool. I didn't show you up for it. I know. I paid for it, and then I didn't do it.
Wait, was it just you there and Ina Garten?
No, there was a celebrity.
It was like 30 people, but it was Ina Garten and Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh my God, how cool.
It was legit.
Yeah.
Did you know Ina Garten cooks only from her cookbooks and she's never watched herself on TV?
Good for her. Good for her.
She makes an excellent, excellent, excellent carrot cake that I make every year for Christmas.
Okay, so Rory runs into Zach and asks about his honeymoon with Lane. Zach says the whole trip was a total fiasco. It was the Stones at Altamont times a billion. The Altamont Free Music Festival occurred in 1969 and it was known as the Woodstock of the West with Jefferson Airplane, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Santana, and Rolling Stones headlining. Grateful Dead was supposed to play but didn't because of the increasing violence. The concert had 300,000 people in attendance, but it came to a violent end because the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club was hired as security. Four people died that day, one stabbed, two from a hit and run car accident, and one accidental drowning.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't mess with the Angels' bikes, man. Somebody kicked over their bikes, their motorcycles.
Whoa. That's what started
the violence, yeah. And if you know anything about the Hells Angels, you don't want to mess with the transpo, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I never even heard of this thing at all.
They were beat. You never heard of all. They were beating people. The Angels were beating people with pool cues. And then there was a guy who whipped out a gun and started shooting at the stage while the Stones were on stage playing Sympathy for the Devil. And the Angels jumped on this guy and knifed him to death. You know,
they were performing
their security. Yeah, there's a film about it.
Yeah, I literally was just about to say there should be a movie about this.
There is a movie about it. It's a documentary about what went down at Altamont. Yeah, and they show all the footage, and it's one of the films of that year.
Did they make reference to this in the song American Pie?
Oh yeah. So the other note is, did you know in Don McLean's American Pie song, verse 5 is an allegory of the Altamont Festival nightmare where he holds the Stones accountable for what happened. McLean uses Satan as a replacement for Mick Jagger and Angels Born in Hell as a literal translation for the Hell's Angels. The lyrics read, "Cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell."
I don't even know that verse.
Did you know that the Hell's Angels had put a contract out on Mick Jagger?
What?
They were going to kill him.
Jesus.
Because they felt that he threw them under the bus and blamed them for the violence when in fact, you know, and I don't know all the details.
Well, I always heard that, the Hell's Angels got a bad rap because they got criticized, and this was more general.
Somebody kicked over their motorcycles.
Yeah, good guys.
Somebody that was really high, and everybody was dropping acid, and you know, they kicked over their motorcycles, and then they got pissed. And then the crowd started getting rowdy, and there was some bad drugs going around, and things got out of hand. And then a guy starts shooting at the stage. So yeah, it was not Woodstock. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's bad. Bad vibe.
Who's our big horror movie fan? Who wants to go next?
Many people were admitted into local hospitals for advanced cases of bad vibes.
I think they should make a movie out of this. Like not just a documentary, but a movie, starring Leo. Do you know what I mean?
And give it a happy ending.
Well, I don't know if it has a happy ending.
Starring Leo.
But I'll do the next one. Same scene, Rory runs into Zach and asks about his honeymoon with Lane. "On the second day, I got some parasite and I've been barfing Linda Blair style ever since. I'm getting better, but now it looks like Lane's got it." I mean, first of all, very funny line. Linda Blair is an actress known for her role in The Exorcist, of which she won a Golden Globe Award. She reprised her role for a cameo in the most recent 2023 Exorcist movie, The Exorcist Believer. Did you know Linda was stalked and threatened after the release of the movie, so much so that security guards were hired to live with her and her family for 6 months? I actually did not know that. I think Linda Blair is very synonymous with this role because everyone talks, remember when her head was spinning around?
It's the scariest film I ever saw.
It wasn't for me. We've talked about that before, but mm-hmm. maybe I saw it later on. I thought Saw 1 was much scarier than this. Just going to say,
oh, no.
You're not in Saw 1. But
no,
I did.
No. Exorcist is the best horror film ever made.
Suzanne, have you gone?
I have not gone. I'll do this one. Rory walks into Lane's room where she tells her perspective of Mexico with Zach. He tried to punch Pedro, but was too weak from his parasite. Lane says, I just stared at him lying on the floor and I thought, I just married that man. Rory says, and you didn't squeal for joy. Lane says, nope, I went into the other room and stared at Pedro's poster of Spuds McKenzie hanging 20 and ate my 20th saltine of the day. Spuds McKenzie is a fictional bull terrier dog used for an extensive advertising campaign marketing Bud Light beer in the late 1980s. Did you know, shortly after Spud's rise to fame, it was learned that the dog, portrayed as male in the ads, was actually female?
Oh, yeah.
Politicians and advocacy groups also criticized the ads for promoting consumption of alcohol by children, claiming that the beer maker was using Spuds to appeal to children in order to get them interested in their product at an early age.
They would never do such a thing.
No, and cigarette companies wouldn't either.
No.
Of course not.
I just Googled. Now I know what he looks like. I remember this.
Yeah, Spuds McKenzie. Like, oh, yeah.
I've seen pictures of this dog.
All right, who's up? I guess me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't want to do this one. Go ahead.
I'll do it. Lane telling Rory the sex with Zach was horrible. Okay, so we decided that for our first time, since it was such a big deal and everything. We'd been waiting and waiting, and God, if I'd known what it was going to be like, I would have gladly kept waiting. But anyway, we decided to recreate the scene in From Here to Eternity. From Here to Eternity is a 1953 film based on the book by James Jones. The film stars Burke Lancaster, Montgomery Clift, and Deborah Kerr. Is it Kerr or Carr? Just kidding. That's a line from Sleepless in Seattle. The film won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture in 1954. The scene Lane is referring to is Burt Lancaster and Deborah Kerr making out on the beach as a wave washes up on them. It's kind of like an iconic scene. This was known as one of the most erotic scenes of cinema, and it was a turning point for Deborah Kerr's career. Also, censors demanded that Deborah's swimsuit should feature a skirt in its design so it wouldn't be too sexually provocative.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. As Luke paints the exterior of the diner, TJ tells him about the recent purchase. TJ, speaking of which, I guess it's what I just got, tickets to the Hawkettes. You know, the Hawkettes, ice skating girls. They're amazing. They do everything the Rockettes do. Only do is skates on. The Rockettes is a dance company founded in 1925 in St. Louis. Since 1932, the group has been performing at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. There have been over 3,000 women who have performed as the Rockettes since the New York Christmas spectacular opening night 1932. Did you know their shoes are mic'd up? So the entire audience can hear each step of their tap shoes. Wardrobe removes the heel and sole of the tap shoe and inserts a custom leather sole that attaches to the bottom of the shoe. The new heel is made that allows a special cavity within the heel for the sound transmitter to be stored inside. This helps pick up the sound of the tap of the show. That is a lot of information.
That's
about
interesting.
That
I didn't know that.
I thought there was just like
I don't think I would love the Rockettes show, but then people that go to the Rockettes say they love it.
I really want to go at one point when I'm in New York, but I've never had time. But everyone says it's
none of us
fun.
Have gone. Suzanne, have you gone?
I've seen they did a Christmas show at Sagerstrom in Orange County, and I went to that, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
You'd never think just kicking up legs would be good, but I didn't think Frozen on Ice was going to be good, and that thing was amazing. I'd love to see the Hawkettes, too. That'd be pretty good. Suzanne, do you want to go?
College became a Rockette.
No way. Mm-hmm. I think it's a hard gig to get.
Probably. Lorelai has decorated her living room to resemble all the countries in Asia as a surprise for Rory. Rory says, Asia's a lot smaller than I thought. More intimate and more fragrant. Lorelai says, yes, well, Miss Patty donated a bottle of her opium perfume, and I spritzed it around a little. Opium is a perfume created for the fashion brand Yves Saint Laurent in 1977. Its top notes are a mixture of fruit and spices with mandarin orange, plum, clove, coriander, and pepper, as well as bay leaf. Did you know opium caused a stir with its controversial name and brought accusations that brand designer Yves Saint Laurent was condoning drug use? However, the controversy in part helped to aid the perfume's publicity, with the perfume soon becoming a best-selling scent.
Can I do the next one?
Oh, that Yves, man. He really...
Fine, as long as I do the one after you, Tara.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one, too. Okay, so Rory continues to notice the decorations placed around the living room. Rory says, I love all the lanterns and the poster of Mao. Very nice. And one of Sandra Oh, because oddly, you have a poster of Sandra Oh. Lorelai says, well, she's a goddess. Sandra Oh is a Canadian and American actress. She's known for her roles starring Dr. Christina Yang in Grey's Anatomy and Eve Pilastri in Killing Eve. And did you know Sandra Oh is multilingual? She speaks Korean, French, and English.
I'm a little behind on Grey's, but only like a few episodes.
I've never stopped watching since I was in middle school when it started, but I randomly a couple months ago went back to the beginning, and it's just like,
is it good?
It still holds up. It's so good.
It'd be a good rewatch. I love the addition of Scott Speedman. Is he still on it?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, good.
Yeah. It took me a second to be like,
he's like, if anybody could be as great as McDreamy, it's Scott.
And
Speedman,
the fact that they
mind.
Can keep going after losing so many characters, including Christina.
And you kind of don't care.
I thought I was going to give up after Christina, Sandra Oh left, but it's not.
Half the episodes don't even have Ellen Pompeo, and I don't really care. I'm like, oh.
I haven't seen one episode of Grey's.
Really?
Me neither.
Single one.
Ever.
Never seen. Never saw
one. Oh my God. It is one of my favorite shows of all time.
And actually never will.
Oh my gosh, Danielle. My hope is not for Scott to watch it, but I think you should watch it.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Don't do it, Danielle. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But it's really emotional, so take it in doses. Don't binge too much.
Oh. All right, I'll move on to the next one. Lorelai shows Rory more of Asia. And Lorelai says, all right, well, first stop is Japan, land of the rising sun, ruled by Hello Kitty. Here we are going to make your own sushi. Hello Kitty is a fictional character created by Yuko Shimizu, depicted as a white cat with a red bow and no visible mouth. Originally, Hello Kitty was only marketed towards pre-teenage girls, but found commercial success among adult consumers as well. The popularity grew with the emergence of kawaii or cute culture in Japan. Did you know Hello Kitty has her own maternity hospital in Taiwan? It's the world's only Hello Kitty themed hospital, and it opened its doors in 2008. That's so cute. Danielle, who was your Hello Kitty person?
It was Hello Kitty.
I was Pachaco.
What Pachaco is
the dog.
Danielle, did you go to the Sanrio stores in the mall and just buy all those mini erasers?
Always. I bought the pencil cases and the makeup case and the stupid erasers and the pencils.
Those erasers didn't do anything, and I collected them all.
I loved Hello Kitty. Oh my.
We were not of that generation, but we were the Cabbage Patch generation. Did you guys have those?
I had a Cabbage Patch.
I feel like the new Hello Kitty is American Girl doll. Like, I think that's.
No, not anymore. I feel like American Girl was like right after us.
Yeah, American Girl's after.
There's then something else, now? Right? It's
American Girl's still going, but you know what's going?
LOL Barbie. Dolls.
Barbie.
But LOL dolls were like a huge thing a couple of years ago.
Oh, LOL dolls. Yes. Yeah. But Barbie is going strong, maybe stronger than ever, thriving.
Mm-hmm. Amy, you didn't have Hello Kitty stuff when you were a kid?
I think it was around. I think I just missed it.
My friends and I were into it, and I'm older than you are.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What? I don't think you are.
I think I am.
I don't think anyone is. No, I think it was around for sure. I missed the boat. I definitely was Barbies and Cabbage Patch Kids. My mom, I remember her being at Toys R Us and she said everything was going crazy. And so I just started grabbing it too with the Cabbage Patch because she's like, I didn't know what it was, but like, it just seemed like I better get it. And it was like that Christmas where nobody could get them.
Huh.
Yeah. Cabbage Patch was dunzo by the time you guys
got it. Yeah, I mean, like, it was still around, but...
Polly Pocket was also,
Polly
a thing.
Polly Pocket and Bratz.
Oh, it's so hard to change the clothes on the Polly Pockets. I'm sorry. It is so hard.
And then, I could go on Tamagotchis, Furbos. Like,
American, Suzanne and I definitely... American Girl didn't even exist when we were... That thing was not around. Saved our parents thousands of dollars. Because it
those
is
are
so expensive. Oh, beyond. So expensive.
Yeah.
Well...
Anyway,
join us for fun. Toy Talk.
Toy Talk.
Lorelai tells Rory of the educational videos they will be watching. And that will be followed by an educational video, which includes, but is not limited to, Bridge on the River Kwai, The Joy Luck Club, Karate Kid, Shanghai Surprise, The Bruce Lee Classic, Enter the Dragon, The Tom Selleck Classic, Mr. Baseball, and or Breakfast at Tiffany's. So I'm going to give you a little fact on each of these. The Bridge on the River Kwai is a 1957 epic war film based on the novel written by Pierre Boulez. The Joy Luck Club is a drama film about the relationships between Chinese-American women and their Chinese immigrant mothers. The Karate Kid, the original... Ralph Macchio is a 1984 martial arts drama film, also Elizabeth Shue. Shanghai Surprise is a 1986 adventure comedy film. Shanghai Surprise, I can't think of who starred in that. For some reason, I want to say it was Steven Seagal, but I think that's wrong. Enter the Dragon is a 1973 martial arts film. Mr. Baseball is a 1992 American sports comedy film. Breakfast at Tiffany's is a 1961 romantic comedy film. Can anybody give me one star of Shanghai Surprise?
Wasn't it
somebody?
The guy that was married to Madonna, Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, I think you may be correct. You may be correct. Did you know The Joy Luck Club was originally a series of 16 vignettes written by Amy Tan, effectively making it a short story collection? After receiving such positive feedback, she then wrote the novel in just 4 months. Wow.
I had dinner with Amy Tan one night.
No way. That's pretty cool.
Way.
She didn't cast you in anything?
No, friends of mine in San Francisco were having a dinner party, and she was one of the honored guests. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which of those movies, so this weekend you have to watch one of these. I still think I'm going to go for the classic Karate Kid, but I do love me some Tom Selleck. Mr. Baseball is probably a bad movie, though. What are you going to watch?
You got to go with maybe Enter the Dragon. That's a classic Bruce Lee film.
And maybe Breakfast at Tiffany's, which I haven't seen.
And Breakfast at Tiffany's. There you
Suzanne,
go.
Suzanne, what are you going to pick?
Actually, really very similar films, although there was less karate in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I've never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, so I would pick that one.
Yeah.
All right. Rory has just found out about Christopher and Lorelai. She is not pleased. Rory says, no, I can't stop seeing it because it happened, and you're trying to pretend like it didn't. Lorelai says, I'm not perfect, okay? People make mistakes. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow dyed her hair that dark brown. It was very unflattering. Gwyneth Paltrow is an actress known for Shakespeare in Love, The Talented Mr. Ripley, The Royal Tenenbaums, and more recently in Marvel films as Pepper Potts. Lorelai is referring to when in 1999, Gwyneth Paltrow dyed her hair for the movie Bounce. In 2019, Gwyneth entered a ski crash lawsuit where in 2023, the jury found that she was not at fault and was awarded $1 in damages. And did you know that her godfather is Steven Spielberg?
Oh. I did. Wait, so Bounce was the one with Gwyneth and Ben Affleck. And did Gwyneth date Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes. That was post-Brad 100%. Pitt. Pre-Brad Pitt? Post-Brad Pitt.
They both dated everyone. What do you mean?
Give me the timeline. Gwyneth, first Brad Pitt, then Ben Affleck. And that was when Matt Damon was dating Winona Ryder. Am I making this up?
What?
Am I crazy right
Winona
now?
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
And Matt Damon?
Did I make that up?
Stand by. Here,
that is shocking.
I think I might be making that up.
Shocking.
Also, were there two mentions of Gwyneth in this episode?
Yes.
Okay, wow. I was watching and I'm like, two and one?
Again? Yeah, because Rory mentioned it when she was talking to Lane about being a mom.
Oh, Apple. That's what
so
it was.
So it was Brad Pitt, then Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Yeah, Brad Pitt was 94 to 97, and Affleck was 97 to 2000.
Mm. Whoa.
And then she went to Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson, and then Chris Martin.
When I was dating those guys. That's why I'm gonna have a conversation.
Yeah, her streak there was pretty
impressive. Not that anyone cares. Chris Martin is the nicest person. Literally.
Oh yeah,
the nicest person you will ever encounter.
We'll take his jacket off to give if you say it.
Oh yeah,
his jacket.
Like he's so nice.
Do you guys have his love pins?
No,
of course.
I
have one.
He's so nice. He is so nice. Henry Winkler, even nicer. But yet, I'm going to give Chris Martin up there. If I had to name the five nicest celebrities, I think Keith Urban.
Nice. Yeah. You know what? He may take the cake.
Yeah. Oh. Keith Urban's a freaking doll. Yeah. Love that guy.
Oh my God. Good game, though. Nicest celebrities ever.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, The co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chelsea Handler here. This week on the Dear Chelsea podcast, country star Elle King is in the studio to talk about the many X's and O's that shaped her career, why country music and whiskey was a better fit than pop music and green juice, and that grand old Opry show that made a lot of headlines.
I had been going through something very heavy. I take one shot too many, and I got the curtain dropped on me. Cut to, like, what have I done?
Listen to Elle King on Dear Chelsea on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so in the same scene, Rory just found out about Christopher and Lorelai, and she is not pleased. Rory says, "You know what, Mom? If you're heartbroken, rent an affair to remember and have a good cry and drown your sorrows in a pint of ice cream. You get a hideously unflattering breakup haircut. You don't sleep with Dad." An Affair to Remember is a 1957 film starring Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr, our second Deborah Kerr movie mentioned in this episode. And the film is about a couple that falls in love and agrees to meet in 6 months at the Empire State Building. And did you know that Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr got along famously, and it shows in their on-screen romance? Kerr said, "He taught me so much, and we improvise a lot of things in that. In fact, one flubbed improvised moment actually stayed in the film."
Okay. Lane has just discovered she is pregnant and is freaking out a little bit. Lane says, "I have a picture in my head of me as a mother. You know, I can imagine it. And in that picture, I'm wearing a skirt and heels and my hair is up in a bun. I'm pushing one of those fancy British baby carriages that are called Silver Surfers or something." Rory says, "Very Madonna in her Madge the British mommy phase." Madonna is known as the queen of pop. She was recently recertified in the 2023 by the Guinness World Records as the biggest selling female recording artist of all time. She has reportedly sold more than 400 million records, albums, singles, and digital during her 40-year music career. Did you know in 1977, Madonna dropped out of college and moved to New York with $35 in her pocket? Oh, God, the next one's so good, too.
You can do it. Just do it. We want you to be happy.
Same scene. Lane has discovered she is pregnant and is freaking out a little bit. Rory goes, "You don't have to be perfect. I mean, even Gwyneth Paltrow sometimes makes mistakes. Like Shallow Hal in that other movie nobody saw where she played a stewardess. So who's perfect? Nobody. Not even mothers." I disagree. Shallow Hal was an amazing movie.
I liked it, too. I liked it, too.
Yeah, and it's a comedy starring Gwyneth, Jack Black, and Jason Alexander. The other movie Rory is referring to is called View from the Top.
Oh, that was bad.
Did you know Gwyneth Paltrow admitted she thought that View from the Top was a terrible movie in the bonus features of her other film?
It was bad. Now, people have criticism of Shallow Hal, but there are amusing parts to it. View from the Top was Gwyneth. She was the flight attendant. Really bad.
Gwyneth had three mentions in this episode.
Three mentions. This is like it's either lazy writing or big fan.
Amy, you want to do the next one?
As Lane doubts herself of being ready to be a mother, Rory assures her that she is. "And already you're way ahead of a lot of people as far as parenting skills go. Like Britney." Britney doesn't deserve this. "Britney Spears does not know which end of a baby goes up. And Courtney Love, she's no June Cleaver." Britney Spears is a pop singer and is credited with influencing the revival of teen pop during the late 90s and early 2000s. Courtney Love is the lead singer and guitarist of the rock band, alternative rock band Hole. She gained a lot of attention following her marriage to Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain. June Cleaver is the mom in the television sitcom Leave It to Beaver, and she was the mom to Wally and the Beef. June Cleaver is a literary reference, meaning the perfect stay-at-home mom. Wow. I did not know that. I can talk about Britney and June Cleaver all day long. But I won't.
There is a lot of pop culture.
Keep it going. Keep up the energy. I can do one more. Rory continues to ease Lane with some humor. "And Michael Jackson, you know, not to name a child Blanket." First of all, Blanket is now called Biggie. "I do know that. Do not name your baby after an inanimate object. See? Way ahead of the pack. I wonder if Blanket ever met Tom and Katie's baby Pillow." Okay, Tom and Katie's baby is named Surrey. "Yeah, that would be a perfect play date. Yeah, When it's nap time, they'd be totally set. And then they can invite Gwyneth's apple over after for a little snack. Banjo, Rachel Griffith's baby could play for them. See, this to me is like pop culture pandering. They're like trying too hard. And then they could all jump in Mia Farrow's satchel and make fun of, what's his face? Oh, Pilot Inspector Lee. Okay. I actually did not like this little moment in the episode because I thought it was like hashtag trying too hard with the pop culture references. Like,
yeah,
it just, the reason in the first six seasons the pop culture worked is because it was the opposite of gratuitous. This episode seemed like they were like, this episode sucks, let's just throw in 1,000 pop culture
references. And they're all just like celebrities who we would all know. Like, it wasn't,
it's,
like,
it's not clever.
Yeah, it's not clever. No. That's the right way to put it. But also, I didn't know that Blanket changed his name. When did Biggie, that happen?
Biggie. I don't know when Blanket probably got older. I'm going to go through this real fast. Prince Michael Jackson II, known as Blanket, is Biggie now, and he's the third child of Michael Jackson. He was nicknamed Blanket by his father, who would often cover his face with a blanket in public to hide him from photographers. And actually, I think Blanket and Michael Jackson's mom are having some sort of a tussle over money. Mm-hmm. Apple is the name of Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter. It was Chris's idea to give her that name because it sounded so sweet. And you know what? I'm okay with it. Rachel Griffith's baby is named Banjo after Banjo Patterson, the storyteller. Mia Farrow named her son Banjo. Satchel, but has since taken his middle name, Ronan. Ronan Farrow, who's quite recognizable who as Satchel. I had no idea that was his birth name. Pilot Inspector Lee is the son of Jason Lee and Beth Riesgraf, named after one of Beth's favorite songs by indie rock band Granddaddy. And Rory's reference about Tom and Katie's baby is because there was a lot of speculation that Katie Holmes wasn't actually pregnant and she was using a pillow to fake a bump. But you know what?
We have God, that kid looks exactly like her too.
Right. They're twins walking down the street. And also, we like Katie Holmes a lot. Very. We could add her to the list of super nice celebrities.
Okay. Liz and TJ attempt to console Luke about Lorelai. TJ, it's like string theory, Luke. String theory, what do you know about string theory, TJ? Don't underestimate me, Luke. I read and I watch Battlestar Galactic and physics. The string theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional object called strings. String theory describes how these strings propagate through space and interact with each other. Battlestar Galactica is a science fiction media franchise beginning with the original television series and following with a line of book adaptations and games. Did you know TikTok's latest trend, known as the invisible string theory, revolves around the age-old concept of fate and destiny when it comes to meeting your soulmate?
Oh, wow. Yes, and also, if you want to learn about string theory, you can watch Big Bang Theory because I think they address string theory a lot on Big Bang Theory. Suzanne, you go.
Sure. Liz is explaining to Luke how he and Lorelai had separate lives. Liz says, it was like that movie with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. TJ says, exactly. Oh, yes, exactly. And then Liz says, you're living in the same house, man, but you are a couple years apart in the space-time continuum. And TJ says, what house? It was a bus. Oh, I thought you were talking about speed. Speed applies too. Liz is referring to the 2006 film The Lake House. The story revolves around an architect, Keanu Reeves, living in 2004, and a doctor, Sandra Bullock, living in 2006, who meet via letters left in the mailbox of a lake house where they both lived at separate points in time. They carry on a two-year correspondence while remaining separated by the time difference. I've never heard of this movie, and now
I'll
watch it.
It's a trippy movie that you kind of get confused on. I had to, like, Wikipedia it. Keep going. I want to see if you like it.
Yeah. Speed is a 1994 film also starring Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. And did you know that Speed won two Oscars in 1995, one for Best Sound and the other for Best Effects and Sound Effects Editing?
I love Speed, but I love Speed. It's an amazing movie.
Wait, isn't that the one on the, is it on there on the bus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gold Watch. Gold Watch, fairly cheesy.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good.
Oh my God. I can do 5,000 lines from Speed, but Suzanne, you must give feedback on if you liked The Lake House.
Yeah, I'll track it down.
All right. Well, we'll do a whole episode on that. Anyway, thanks everybody. It was a rollicking, fun time with pop culture. Many, many pertinent pop culture references. We are lifted by them. Best fans on the planet. Keep the cards and letters coming. We read them and we
cry. Look, guys, Scott doesn't want me to say this, but I was willing to take some weeks off, but nobody will let me. So here I am.
No, you're not going anywhere. You're the straw that stirs the drink. You're like, you're the,
straw that broke the
No, you're the straw that stirs the drink. Man, I can't even speak.
You're fine. We'll see you all next week.
Surgically removed tooth. Thank you. Love you guys. Best fans on the planet. You proved it to me in Mississippi and Nashville.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Thank you so much. Anyway, bye-bye. I'm getting on my horse and I'm riding away. Bye. Follow us on Instagram at IamAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.